I may well have been raised by wolves, but thank God it was in America. You know what I mean? Thank God I'm an American wolf. That's the way it should be. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, September 6, 2019. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Department of Justice weighing in on a new raft of gun control laws in the wake of recent mass shootings. In fact, the new legislation proposals have been at the White House for 2 weeks now. Where are they going? Anywhere? Number two, climate change becoming a problem for Democrats in 2020. You see, nobody is buying the sky is falling crap anymore. Almost no one even bothered to watch CNN's much-promoted primetime event on climate change. It came in dead last. And number one, speaking of climate and weather, Dorian still churning up the East Coast, howling over North Carolina's Outer Banks. It's now a Category 1 hurricane. It devastated the Bahamas. $7 billion plus damage in the Bahamas. The latest death count in the Bahamas, more than 30 people perished as a result of Dorian's fury. It was a Category 5 hurricane when it parked on the Bahamas for more than 24 hours. Sustained winds were at 185 miles per hour. At the termination of the storm, 70% of the islands were underwater in the northern Bahamas. The Grand Bahama Islands, all of those cities, all of those places, many places you may have visited over time. Well, the hurricane center at 5 a.m. this morning, just a short time ago. Dorian Center expected to be over North Carolina's outer coast for the next few hours. For the next few hours, boats are tied down. Winds are at about 74, 75 miles per hour sustained. Heavy rain, storm surge, and flooding issues are the focus of the problems in the Carolinas. Now, then the storm should peel off. It appears that the cone should peel to the east and head north for Nova Scotia. When it arrives in Nova Scotia, it will still be a hurricane, according to the forecast here, but possibly a tropical storm as well. But an incredible run by this storm, really. An incredible run. I mean, this storm has been in the news for days and days. It made its way through the Caribbean, did little damage, and then beefed up quickly to destroy the Bahamas, then lost power, then gained power again, and then lashed the east coast of Georgia and the Carolinas for the last couple of days, and now it's finally going to move on, I believe. But the damage, pretty severe in the United States as well. At least four people have died thus far in America as a result of this storm, Dorian. It will have tremendous amounts of financial damage as well. As of early today, Dorian centered about 55 miles southwest of Cape Hatteras and 25 miles east of Cape Lookout. Those are in North Carolina, of course. It's in the southern Outer Banks, which hurricane force winds were reported. The storm moving northeast at 14 miles per hour. At least it's not stalled anymore. 14 miles per hour. Expected to remain as a hurricane as it sweeps up the eastern seaboard. It could even hit Massachusetts and the Cape, Cape Cod, as a hurricane by the time it gets there. But what a devastating storm this turned out to be. We'll keep an eye on it, of course. The cleanup will continue. More storms are out there, according to NOAA. No name storms yet, but we will keep an eye on it and let you know what the latest is on all of this. I wanted to take a moment and talk about two new companies, CVS and Walgreens, now joining Walmart in virtue signaling, saying they no longer want customers to carry openly in their stores. I don't know how many customers ever openly carried in these stores to begin with. I shop in public all the time. I have a concealed pistol license. I'm legal to carry in my home state and across the country in most states. Most states reciprocate. Some do not, but most do. The only one around me that does not is Illinois. And I don't see people open carrying in stores anyway. And now let's look at what Walmart has done, banning the sale of bullets, but only sort of. Walmart doesn't want to sell .223 ammunition that goes to AR-15s, for example. Walmart doesn't want to sell handgun ammunition. At least that's what they claim. Except that there's a catch to it. They're going to sell all of the ammunition they have, and then they won't restock the shelves. So if they were really serious about doing something that they thought was important to be involved in making the country safer, wouldn't it be important for Walmart to step up and say, you know what, we're just going to take the loss. We're going to get rid of this ammunition. We're not going to sell any of it. But that's not what they're doing at all. Walmart is going to sell everything they have on their shelves, and then they'll continue to sell ammunition for shotguns and rifles used primarily for hunting. That is until some madman goes on a killing spree using those items, at which point Walmart will cater to the social terrorists again because that's really what they are. They're social terrorists demanding change and demanding that you and I that follow the laws, that conduct ourselves properly, that don't go on shooting sprees, that we should lose our civil rights to owning a firearm, to owning ammunition, to being able to acquire those things. CVS and Walgreens now joining that list of companies saying we don't want firearms in our stores. Well, I don't think there's much you can do about it, actually. If you post a sign on the front door that says no firearms, that's one thing. If you do not, then it's legal, my understanding of the law, is for me to carry concealed because I have a license to do so, me and millions of other people. And do you truly want people wandering around in your store completely unarmed if a madman does come in? Is that truly what you want? Think about 2018 when an armed civilian stopped a shooting at a Walmart in Texas. You don't hear about that much, and you don't hear Walmart congratulating that individual for stopping a mass shooting in its tracks. That doesn't happen. What you see is Walmart virtue signaling. Hey, we're going to get rid of this ammunition because we want to be part of the solution. Except you really don't, Walmart, because if you did, you'd get rid of that ammunition now. You're being disingenuous. You're being dishonest. Period. Because if you wanted to step up and do something, you would clear your shelves if you truly believed that those bullets and those cartridges were a threat to the safety and integrity of America. You would get rid of them now. But instead, you're going to go ahead and sell all of your inventory so you don't lose any money. God forbid you'd lose any money in your virtue signaling. No, you're just going to make it say, you know what? We still believe in the Second Amendment. We're going to keep hunting rifles around. Although I'm pretty sure that those coming home from the Revolution weren't coming home from a deer hunting trip. They're coming home from defeating the British. Keep that in mind next time somebody tells you, well, you know, we support the Second Amendment and hunting. We support the Second Amendment because we support hunting, and that makes it okay. You know what? Deer hunting is not mentioned in the Constitution anywhere I looked. I enjoy deer hunting quite well some days. That's not why the document was written, my friends. That is absurd. But I support deer hunting. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate your support of hunting, at least for now, until the virtue signaling continues to eliminate meat on the planet, which, by the way, we're going to get to some comments about that because more of the Democratic candidates want to eliminate meat production in America. We need to tell Americans to eat less meat, but I digress. There are so many demands of the left right now, it's hard to keep up, frankly. We demand that you don't have a gun. We demand you don't have ammunition. We demand you don't eat meat. We demand you don't use a car with an internal combustion engine. We demand you allow women to have abortions until the moment of birth. We demand that you don't say things that might offend us. We demand that you repeat after us and only say things that we approve of and appreciate. A lot of demands from the social terrorists out there today. I will cave into exactly none of them. None of them. I will continue to be an independent voice. And I will think independently, and I will think for myself and arrive at my own conclusions and make my own decisions. Thank you very much. It is Friday. Good to have you here, and I feel like I'm ready to engage. I feel like I'm there. How about you? It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com, americasvoice.news, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Back after this.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. for a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike. Visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.